You've heard of BetaShares. You've probably seen the logo on our podcast. You might even be among their 1 million investors. So you can imagine that I'm delighted to say BetaShares is the official ETF partner of the Australian Finance Podcast. With nearly 100 exchange-traded funds, you can go to betashares.com.au and immerse yourself in ETFs and unique insights covering all of the sectors, themes, core and satellite positions you could want. Think cybersecurity through the HACK ETF, robotics and AI with the RBTZ ETF, and uranium with the URNM ETF. The list goes on. To explore the BetaShares ETF range, visit betashares.com.au, read the relevant PDS and TMD on the website, and consider if the fund is right for you. BetaShares Capital Limited is the issuer.
Hey there, here's a quick note. This podcast contains general financial advice only. That means it's not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives, so don't act on the information until you've spoken with your financial advisor. You'll find our full disclosure, disclaimer, and link to our financial services guide in the show notes.
Hello, I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Owen Rask.
And you're listening to the Australian Finance Podcast.
A podcast where we talk about money, finance, investing, and all that good stuff.
We're helping you invest your time and money better one podcast episode at a time.
Yes, so please subscribe if you like the series. And don't forget you can find us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Kate, where can people go?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Rask Australia. That's R-A-S-K Australia.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Owen Rask on Twitter. Or Owen Rask AU on Instagram. Beware the imitators. People like to copy us. Without further ado, let's jump in to today's episode. Welcome to this final Money and Chill of 2022. G'day, ladies. G'day, Kate. Monique, how are you going?
Yeah, not bad.
That's good. So we're here for Money and Chill, which is our more relaxed format that we introduced in 2022 with the mighty Mini Pizza on board. So a bit more relaxed as we head into Christmas, Kate. What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, today, since it's Christmas and everyone's pretty checked out mentally from their lives and from work and just ready for a bit of a holiday and hopefully a well-deserved break, we thought we'd just wrap up a little bit about what we got up to at RAS this year because it's very hard to keep on top of everything we get up to. We struggle ourselves, so we thought we'd just mention things. So if you missed us announcing the launch of a new free course or something we got up to, you can hear about it and go and have a look if it's interesting to you. We also are going to share some of our highlights from the year, personally, work-wise, and maybe some of our money mistakes or money hacks or biggest tips from the year, and maybe a little bit about what you can expect from us in the new year because we're going to be podcasting. We've got stuff recorded for you for the whole month of January while Owen's fishing and I am freezing myself to death
off
in Europe.
In a hostel in London.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a fun experience. So, yeah.
Bed by 9 p.m.
Yes, in bed by 9
later.
I have a
Stay up any later.
No.
Too many things on the travel list to get through.
Yes.
Yeah, many priorities.
This trip is 3 years in the waiting, so.
Three years. You've got no time to bug around after 9 p.m.
No.
Nor with those yahoos.
Anyway, Owen,
so
what did we do this year?
Well, on the podcast front, we don't know the exact numbers because we changed hosting provider, but millions of downloads on the podcasts, including this one, which is amazing. One of the top shows in Australia now, which is super cool. And
you launched a business podcast.
We launched a business podcast. That was late in the piece.
Oh well, it all merges together, but
it all becomes a blur. But actually, that's interesting. I reckon. Here's my bold prediction for 2023. I reckon the Australian business podcast will reach the top 30, maybe even the top 20 in our category by the end of 2023. Yeah, I think it's that good. I think
that's a big claim, Owen.
It's a very big claim. Kate's looking at me like this.
Well,
ain't gonna happen.
People are going to have to go and listen to the Australian Business Podcast and see what they think, and they can let Owen know whether they think
how
his prediction will come true.
No.
Who is this crazy guy?
Everything starts small. You just got to start something one step at a time.
Well, yes, like you said about the person who worked at the wine shop had only been there 2 weeks. Everyone starts somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I did need some recommendations for my sangria, but we got there.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Google's always really good for. Or that app, Vino. And you go see that? Yes, yeah, we can just like scan the label and like makes recommendations or gives you a score.
No, I haven't bought wine that often.
Yeah, true.
It was probably the second time yesterday, so.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, last Christmas was that. Was it the last time you bought wine?
First time.
That was the first time. Dan Murphy's last Christmas,
yes,
right?
Yes, a bottle, to clarify.
You bought the whole Dan Murphy's?
Yes.
One of each.
I'll take one of each of the Dan Murphy's.
It was an experience. I've been having lots of interesting adulting experiences this year, which has been good.
Yeah.
Very good.
And yeah, I'm just having a look now about some of your favourite episodes on the Finance Podcast during the year. And this is since
when you say you're, are you talking to me or Monique? Or
listeners.
Oh, like the community.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were looking at me like.
I don't really want to know what your favourites were.
Irrelevant.
Yes.
Does not matter.
This isn't about you, this episode, Owen. Anyway, since we moved hosting providers, so the data starts kind of in the middle of the year, but your favourite episodes were the 10 big homeowner expenses and how to save, which is quite telling because a lot of our living costs did go up this year. So a lot of people have had to cut back in some areas of their lives.
True. Yeah. That was really fun. You never know when you do an episode or you create something, like even content related on the internet, you never know what is going to resonate with people. Mm. But typically what we see is the property style stuff does rank very highly. It makes sense. Like most of the people that listen to this series are under the age of, say, 50. So maybe 55. So most people in this have a mortgage, renting, doing something like that. Like property is the massive focus. So it would make sense. Whereas over on the Investors Podcast, it's less of a focus, the property stuff.
Yeah. The next one was the first part of our ETF investing crash course, which is probably the one we put the most effort into this year to create that whole, it was about 5 or 6 part series in the end, and to try to really break down all of the terms and take people through everything from what on earth an ETF is to how do you actually build a portfolio and to be able to explain it to others. And we got to eat a lot of chocolate in the process. So if you haven't listened to our ETF investing mini series and you have been a bit curious about how exchange traded funds work and how to invest, that's a good series to start with.
That was that's Monique's first mini series.
Yes, I was in it too, so it's worth a watch and listen.
I love that promotion. Straight up, like unashamed, like just straight into the promotion.
I know, the highlight.
Yeah, you're learning. This is good. But actually, we didn't eat the chocolates. The whole dang office ate the chocolates. We just went out, like we put all the chocolates, we had multiple boxes, took them out, then the next day we come back, they've all disappeared.
Yes, and when I wanted a chocolate the following week, there was no chocolate around, which was probably good, but anyway.
Yeah.
The next one was 8 ways to buy happiness, rethinking how we spend our money.
I love that episode.
Where
that's
we actually
really
took the research that had been done in the US and broke it down about some of the different methods that had been proven by people a lot smarter than us overseas on how to actually use your money to buy happiness.
Yeah.
That was an awesome one. I liked that one too. Yeah.
Made you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Buying happiness. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Mm. But it makes sense. Money plays a role, but it isn't the role. That's the thing.
No.
Money in itself isn't the happiness. It's what it can do for you that can help you.
And it makes the hard things a bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it.
The next one was super and retirement in Australia, which we did with a financial advisor.
That was third.
Fourth. We're up to fourth.
Oh.
Since we transitioned across to the new provider.
Oh, so that's only mid-year.
So this isn't including our starter pack series.
But I'm still so surprised about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the starter pack series would have been by far. That was in January 2022.
Yeah, so we did like Psychology, Money, Get Rich Slow, all of that kind of stuff in January 2022, which if you're brand new to the podcast is a great place
to
start.
That's where we'd send everyone.
Yep.
The beginning of 2022 with all the emojis, those are the best episodes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Next one was Millionaire Without winning the Lottery.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because we can often get caught up with get-rich-quick schemes and thinking that we can get wealthy in a very short period of time, and that often leads people down a road that does lead to losing a lot of money.
Yeah. Have you guys won on the lottery?
No.
No.
Not really.
No. Have you guys ever won anything? Like a meat raffle or like a...
I won $50 on a scratchy once, and that was pretty exciting because it was a $2 scratchy.
Wow.
I won some candles the other day. That was nice.
Candles? You did two and you gave them away, didn't you?
I gave two of them. There was four.
Oh, yeah.
That's lovely.
That's right. Give half away. Good
on you. What else? Sort your money out, financial record keeping tools and systems, which is something that I keep recording episodes on because I'm trying to sort myself out.
Yeah.
But keeping your share registries up to date and making sure you don't have withholding tax and you don't keep getting letters in the post from Computershare and Link Market Services and having your letters eaten by snails because your letterbox has a lot of snails. So lots of things to learn in that one.
You should definitely put some like something on that so they stop crawling in there. Do they even crawl? Do snails crawl? What do they actually do?
They eat.
This isn't a Jordan Peterson podcast, but if it was, we would be diving deep into that right now. Do they just like slime across the surface?
I don't get your reference,
yeah,
but
I like
cool.
that slime across. Yeah.
Exactly, like that finger. Yeah, perfect. So you got the perfect snail. What was next? Number six.
I think we're up to seven.
Okay, right.
One, two, three, four.
And minus one.
5 ways to simplify your finances in 2022.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But just so we know, the most popular episode of all time is the VDHG episode where we talked about the Vanguard Diversified High
Growth
Fund.
Are you including YouTube views?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But if we don't include YouTube views?
I think it was the 21 or 22 ways to save and invest in either of those years.
Yep.
We've done a new one. So if you haven't listened to 23 ways to save and invest in 2023.
Get on it.
That came out a week or two ago. And there's a lot of new ideas for you next year that you can just listen to in bite-sized pieces. And there might be something interesting for you there.
Yeah.
We also, another popular one was the top 5 high interest savings accounts. Because suddenly this year, it was worth having your money in a savings account. It was a lot nicer for a saver. It was much better interest rate and you're actually getting much, you were getting rewarded for saving this
year. Well, 4% interest on a term deposit is pretty awesome.
Yeah. 5 money habits for financial freedom. That was a very short episode. We tried something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember that one.
Oh, so short.
Wow. How many episodes do you reckon we've recorded this year? I saw that Glenn had, from My Millennial Money, had done like 300 and something more. That's across the network? But we would have to have done like 450. Surely.
No. Two a week on each podcast, plus a few bonuses. So maybe 120, 130 on each platform.
Well, the Investors podcast has been doing 3 a week for the last 4 months, maybe. Surely
I don't know.
Plus Self-Wealth Live.
There's a lot of episodes.
Monique's in.
You've done 52 Self-Week Lives. So
Self-Week?
Self-Wealth Lives on the Self-Wealth YouTube channel. Owen goes live every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on their channel.
6 p.m. Eastern.
So I know we have some of our listeners tune into that as well. So there's a whole back catalogue there if you're looking for something to watch over the summer.
Yep.
Okay, there's probably like over 400 or 500 pieces of content across all 3 podcasts, Self-Wealth Live.
Courses,
the other external podcasts we've done. We've released quite a lot of new courses this year, which I can get into now because we've probably gone through enough of the popular episodes. But we released the RASC Road Trip courses, which were 6 micro courses that you can do really quickly that cover everything from budgeting and bank accounts to investing to tax. And there's also a Google Sheet that people can download a copy of to work through as they go through the road trip.
That was awesome.
Yeah, and we did that with Tash.
Yeah, Tash Invests, if people know Natasha Eisman.
Cool. I enjoyed that one. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great.
We got a bit creative with the graphics.
Yeah, the graphics were heaps of fun. And you can take them all at once. I think the Psychology of Money, of those 6, the Psychology of Money is the most popular course.
It's also the starting point, so that helps.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. But those are so much fun. If you're just brand new to investing, they're for you. Like, they're for your kids. They're for anyone that's new to this. The RASC Road Trip. 100% free.
Yeah.
Just do it.
And then we also, shortly after that, launched the free Get Started Investing with Equity Mates course. So that's a...
GSI. Yep.
GSI with EM.
With EM. GSIEM.
Okay. Well, there we go. There's an acronym.
And then there's VIP with EM.
Yes.
The Value Investor Program.
Yeah. So that's our... We upgraded the Value Investor Program after the last few years. So that one's one of the few paid courses we have. But that's Owen's Value Investing pretty much uni degree all in one course.
Yeah. So if you want to learn about value investing, about how to evaluate companies and find companies and go end to end and feel confident in buying individual companies, that is the curriculum. I think a lot of people get in there and they get overwhelmed. But if you want to know about value investing and if you want to actually know how to apply it to real companies through the case studies, that is the course to do in Australia. I haven't seen anything that even comes close. So go and check that out. But the Get Started Investing one, which is the free one where we did with Equity Mates, that's had thousands of people enroll in it, which is really great. Yeah. So it's wonderful. Awesome. It's just been so great. So kudos to them and to you, Kate, as well.
Yeah, and we also just launched, as in a few days ago, a Automate Your Money mini course, which you can do in under 60 minutes that we sort of pulled together in the last few weeks. We did that with Perla, and it's all about different ways that you can automate your saving and investing in the coming year, and just a few things that maybe you shouldn't automate.
Yeah, super simple. Really quick, punchy course.
Yeah.
It's designed that if you could, you probably just do it in under an hour. Like you would do it in under an hour. So it's like super intensive, like really quick. Videos are short, and there's a Google Doc there too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of our courses are very detailed, so we tried making something quite short with short videos, so it's very actionable.
Yeah. There's a lovely photo of Nick, co-founder of Perla, on the website too, so I don't know if he knows about that. Sorry, Nick. Yeah. So
and we also actually got to speak and attend some events this year, which was a lot of fun.
Post-COVID.
We went to the Perla Get Rich Slow Club event.
That was heaps of fun. That's where we first met Hayden as well.
March or April this year?
Yeah, early.
Well, you came, Nick. That's why I'm
early in the year.
Yeah.
It was, let's say, in the first half of the year.
Yes, we'll go with that.
Get Rich Slow. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was our first sort of really
big things
in front of people speaking gig for the year, so that was pretty nerve-wracking for me.
Was it?
Yeah,
you spoke well.
I was pretty nervous beforehand.
If you go like before and after, like this year for your public speaking, you've improved so much.
Because I've worked on it.
Yeah.
like investing, you can improve your skills.
What's the number one? What's your number one tip? Because Monique's obviously going to do the circuit next year. What's fishing for ideas here?
Oh yeah.
What's your number one tip for people that are nervous or want to be better at public speaking?
Well, I had my material, so talking about all of the stuff I talk about on the podcast, and throughout the year, I practice explaining different concepts like super and ETFs and investing and budgeting to a whole range of different people that had never listened to a finance podcast, had not had any formal financial education, were just sort of figuring it out and making do on their own, which is what most people are doing. And so I pretty much explained using my normal spiel, and I got them to point out as soon as I went into a jargon area, as soon as I wasn't making sense, as soon as they were falling asleep, and then I would try again, and I was just adjusting that way. So I was changing the way I explain things, and I think when I then started doing more public speaking later in the year, it was a lot easier because I could remember things they'd asked me or the different questions, because we get used to thinking in a certain way, and someone who has never been exposed to the thing that you're thinking about every day will ask very different questions to what you think they would ask. And that really got me to think about how do I explain things better, and even like the favorites, and doing our ETF mini series, we tried to approach things in a different way.
Yeah. So to summarize there, you would say try speaking about the topics not on stage first.
Yes. Talk about the topics that you want to speak about in public to a lot of different people that have no background in that area.
Smart.
Yeah. Thank you, Monique.
Very smart.
None of us have done any media training, as far as I'm aware. Monique, have you done any media training?
Oh, like when I was in uni, but not officially.
Yeah, right. So I've never done that. Have you?
No, I was trying to.
Lucky, because I did say no one. So I was like, two out of three ain't bad.
You just got to practice. Like when it comes to your money and investing, it's you actually doing the thing and practicing and putting a bit of work in every week. And you can apply that approach to everything you do. I'm sure most listeners have done something like that when it comes to their careers or their hobbies and things like that. So you can use that same approach with your money.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did we attended the biggest finance event. I think probably the biggest finance event ever in Australia.
FinFest.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was heaps of fun.
Yeah. 1,500 people in a huge cavernous space in Sydney.
Cavernous is probably the right way to describe it, because it's basically cut out of the hill.
Yeah, it was indoor, outdoor.
That's why they call it cutaway. Room.
And FinFest by Equity Mates. That was a great event. Owen and I got to speak. That was pretty scary too.
Had a good crowd.
Yeah. We got to meet lots of listeners, which was really cool.
Yeah. Heaps of people came up to you guys. It was lovely.
Yeah, it's nice. Because that's like we sit behind a mic a lot of the time, like right now, and we don't get to see a lot of people. Like, we're in here in our little studio, like, whoa. But like, it's just incredible when we get to meet people, they share their ideas. It definitely helped Monique. If you ever want to get a crowd around you, just say, we'll give you a free book if you come and say hey.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted. Yeah. So, people like books.
Yeah, and free stuff. So, no, that was heaps of fun, because we actually got to hear some of the really great money hacks.
Yeah.
Like, the one that I still remember was, if you are trying to automate your money, see if your employer will do it for you and send the money to different bank accounts.
I thought that was really cool. That was cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That was fun. That whole event then inspired Owen to want to put on a smaller but still pretty big event in Melbourne the month after.
Yeah, so that was a bit silly, but it was fun.
Did it? You pulled it off.
Pulled it off, yeah. I'm just going to try and see.
I was really thinking something would go wrong, but it didn't.
No, not at all. It was perfect.
I have this theory in life that if you're trying to do something, there are only like really, most of the things that we do in life, there are only two or three things that matter. Like there are really only two to three things that matter. Like if you think about finance, it's really just stay invested, invest regularly, and don't blow yourself up. Like that, if you just remember
hashtag diversification.
Yeah. You don't, like don't use loans or debt. You don't need to do anything else and you'd be fine. Like there's so many different industries have those general rules. And events, I think, are one of those things. It's like good place, good venue. Don't take yourself too seriously. Great speakers.
Yep.
Like, simple.
Food and drinks.
Yeah, I mean, you can even stuff up the food and drinks. It doesn't really... Like, I found that it doesn't make the huge difference. So, and, you know, the thing that made a massive difference for us, of course, was like everyone that we invited was amazing. And they've all done this before. So they'd already experienced what it's like to speak on stage and they're super personable. If it was just like a really dry finance conference, it wouldn't have been fun. So you get those people in a room and the rest kind of takes care of itself.
Yeah, and if you weren't part of the 250 people that were in the room, you can actually watch the full recording because we live streamed it as well on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can pin it to the homepage or something useful so people can find it, Monique.
Yeah.
To make it a little bit easier, but that was a lot of fun. So you can watch the full thing there.
Yeah, so we've had around, around 3,000 views on the live stream. So, huge take up. I think it was about 1,500 people watched it. So when you think about the reach of that, which is incredible, it's always wonderful to know that, you know, we can do something and reach so many people. That's basically why we do this. We're not in the business of making money. If we were, we'd be in traditional finance, I'll tell you that much. we're here to help people. And... yeah, it's just so great. Like even in the last day, 50 people have watched it. So hopefully, hopefully it keeps getting some legs. Like we talked about so many great things. So wonderful event. More to come, Kate.
Yes.
I hear.
Yes, I hear too. Yeah. We're planning some road trip regional town events that are a little bit smaller next year. And we're also wanting to hit the major capital cities as well. So we're
going
to start...
Going on tour.
Yes, hitting the road.
We've got a big combi van and we're just doing it. Yeah, custom made. No, amazing. Just kidding. I don't know. That would be cool.
Going to have Rask branding on the on the van, on the side.
If us in a van, something would go wrong.
Some old banged up bus and just see how it goes. I don't know who would drive it though. Kate, looking at you.
Oh, yeah. Kate, no. 100%. You're the one driving.
I'm not staying in a bus for 2 weeks with you.
No, that's right. We'll have tents.
Yeah. All right. Well,
or swags.
There's been a lot happening in Rask, is what we mean to say over the last 20 minutes. Yeah. So there's been a lot happening this year and much more to come next year. But I guess I also wanted to talk about some of our like key highlights from the year. So, Monique, what was your highlight of the year?
My highlight?
Highlight. Is this like a financial highlight? Or?
Both. One of both. Oh. Whatever you want.
Oh, well.
Your personal finances, your personal life.
One of both, so that's two.
I mean, obviously working with you guys is my highlight.
Oh, my gosh, Monique.
All the time.
Wow. That is
wow,
not a
that
highlight.
Is not truth.
That is a penalty.
Monique, we've just discovered, is good at lying.
No. No, but seriously.
You went very high-pitched then.
No, but seriously, I am good at lying.
I swear I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I don't know, personal highlight is easy to think of. My trip overseas, that was a good one. Mm. I got to take photos of my favourite band in Paris, so that'll be forever fun.
Was that the Lumineers?
The Libertines, close.
Lumineers.
Starts with L, same.
I was going to say the Gremlins, but I don't know why.
The Gremlins. Sounds like a scary TV show.
Amazing. But yeah, that was probably my highlight.
Yes.
Personal highlight, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And professional, any professional
professional
highlights?
Oh, wow.
Probably your photography that you do outside of work.
No!
Monique's a bit of a side hustler.
Yeah, oh, bloody oath you are. You're the most side hustler I've ever met.
I just always work, and that's what I enjoy to do.
Except for Christmas. You gave... I'm just going to call this out. This is incredible.
What?
You spent 3 months knitting or crocheting something for Kate.
Yeah.
3 months.
I mean, on and off 3 months, but yeah.
Did you estimate how many hours?
Oh, like, it would have been, I don't know.
Would you have done, on average, 20 hours a week?
Probably.
Whoa, that's like hundreds of hours to do this thing for Kate.
If you put a number on it, I start feeling bad.
No, this is awesome. Obviously, it means a lot. So that's awesome. You just got
to...
No,
I'm not going to be able to use it. No, it's like this is a 300-hour blanket.
You have to frame it now. You can't use it.
How could hand I possibly wash only? Use?
Yeah, now you're going to have to blanket. Up it. You're going to have to do something for... You're going to do 400 hours next year. But this is something that Monique loves doing. So that I just think it was amazing.
I'll just do that on the side.
I got a bottle of gin. Thanks, Monique.
It's your favourite drink.
Yes.
I crocheted you the little Christmas decorations.
No, it was. I just think it's amazing what you did. So I just
Monique,
think.
You set the bar high for yourself. Because
now I have to make you.
No, you don't. You don't. I just think I love my gin. Shiraz gin, not endorsing this podcast from Four Pillars, but it is a great gin.
I also
drink
got crocheted drink coasters.
Well, drink irresponsibly. I don't mind.
Whatever goes. Yeah.
No, drink responsibly this summer.
Thank you.
Mm. We promote all responsible winter. Everything.
Responsible everything.
Yes. Mm.
Okay. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. I like it. I think my highlight for you, if I
can
give one for you, is you coming on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good.
I didn't ever think that you would want to do it.
Yeah, it seems like something I wouldn't want to do.
No. Last year.
As we've established, Monique is a really good liar.
When you joined, like your first few months, you would have never done this.
No, it definitely takes me a long time to warm up to something. But because I'm always behind the camera, it is like I'm nervous right now. I'm always a little bit uneasy in front of a microphone and in front of a camera.
Even though there's no one here?
Even though there's no one here. Like it's just there. But obviously, like, it doesn't bother me that much to not do it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because
you spent,
like, your career being behind the lens, right?
Exactly.
On the other side,
yeah, so. No one ever sees my face. So at least someone gets to see my face sometimes.
Huge growth.
And here's my voice.
Over the last 12 months. From the snake incident to now.
Snake
like, massive
incident.
Improvement.
Yeah, snake incident. There wasn't a real snake. Don't worry. It was about a snake bite performance.
I backed out on.
Yeah. Kate, what about you? Personal, professional? Ooh, if I can say that.
Ooh.
What do you got? Like, what have you got more? Have you got multiple? Have you?
Oh, well, I think I wrote in my notes that I sorted out some of my share registry stuff because snails were eating my mail. It was a true story, but there's still more to go because I moved places this year and there was a lot of things to update and I still haven't updated the address on my license. So I've still got a bit more personal admin to do over the next few months.
But you don't drive anyway, so
yes,
no biggie.
But the post office, you have to explain every time when they look at it to check.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a thing. So I'm going to fix that. But it just takes a while to get on top of personal admin. So that's probably my highlight is also buying my first property.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That's enough for me for now.
Nice.
No more properties.
It's a really
no
good
more
one.
Properties.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were saying no more highlights. I was thinking.
No more highlights.
I don't want any more highlights.
We were
highlights
just looking
in my life.
At chateaus in France before, and I think that's my next goal, chateau in France.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could get
that's
one.
Nice.
Monique and I like teamed up under a mil for 16
it's
bedrooms.
It's so doable, I think.
16 bedrooms.
Yeah.
I've always looked at that and I think that's incredible. Like you get like a shoebox in Sydney for that.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
Half a shoebox maybe.
Right. There's countless chateaus for sale in France.
We're buying chateaus.
Yes. So
why are they so cheap? There's got to be a reason.
Because
are they haunted?
Quantity and upkeep and maintenance of these older buildings is very expensive.
But they'd be on land as well. Surely the land's worth something.
Oh, there's like 20 hectares in one we were looking
at. Yeah, it was huge.
Is there like population going backwards or something? If you're from France and you're listening to this, let us know.
According
why
to the statistics, we don't really have anyone from France listening.
It's 97% Australian. Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's 3% from, there's 1% from, probably like North America. And then 1% from New Zealand. And then 1% the rest of the world.
Hmm.
Definitely things that people need to know.
All good numbers.
All good numbers.
Every, facts of the world.
Owen loves adding facts that we don't need to know about
random
to our lives.
Facts.
Love it.
But
you will remember this.
They're good facts.
Good facts.
Yeah, I mean, speaking at FinFest and our Melbourne event, that was probably highlights for me looking back because I like pushing myself out of my comfort zone. I did an improv course this year.
Ooh.
So improvised comedy.
Gee
willikers. You get to be silly with a group of adults and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were really good.
So that was something I want to keep doing next year. I got some furniture. That was an experience.
You also made a decision to step back a little bit from study, which I know is hard for you.
Yeah.
So that's a really good move.
I did less study this year.
Which is good.
I filled up my weekends with other things.
Yeah, which is great. It's good.
Yeah.
It's positive.
Definitely.
We oftentimes,
doing some more next year.
We oftentimes put like these external pressures on ourselves. You made a decision that you didn't need to, so it's great.
Yeah. Well, it was my choice to do the whole thing to begin with, so I realised, well, I could just do 1 year instead of two on the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Why not?
Like it.
Yeah.
More space for other things, other fun things.
Yeah. Mm. I ran a half marathon.
Oh, yes, you did too.
That was a big personal achievement. Yeah, I didn't think I'd get there.
Yeah.
That was my lockdown hobby. I started in June or July last year.
Jesus. Yeah. Mate, Kate's just like ticking off all these things and we're just like over here like...
Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I did one thing.
Whoa.
What
did I even do this year?
Right?
Did I just wake up?
I don't know. 2022 was just my year.
It's a jam.
Like, I think it was my favourite year of my life so far.
Like, where are you going to end this year? Like, literally, like, where will you physically be at New Year's Eve this year?
Well, like, someone's going to track me down, but I'll be in Rome.
You'll be in Rome.
At all.
If you're in Rome, say good day to Kate. So you will be in...
I'll be in disguise.
You will be wearing your Santa hat like you are right now.
Yes, absolutely.
If you look for the person that's in reindeer ears. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a good year. What about you?
Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats. Mm. Yeah, I don't really have that many. So let's move on.
You went past me and then to Kate. I'm like, oh, maybe I should have thought of a couple more things.
Well, do you have any more?
Oh, don't put me on the spot now.
We'll come back to you.
You put on the event. I think that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, that was that good. Was I think FinFest was like one of the highlights for our career. That whole week. I remember that when we were in Sydney, went from having this incredible interview, I can't remember who it was with, that's how good it was. And then between that and then the next thing was just like an hour later, had to go on TV, live TV, had no idea what I was talking about.
Yes, we went to the Ausbiz studio.
Live TV,
you were with
no
Evan
idea what
Lucas.
The segment was, how long I'd be there for, who I was talking to.
Professional.
On the level 22 overlooking Barangaroo at Sydney, I'm talking about this stuff that happened and I'm like, I have no idea. I'm not normally like this,
beautiful.
But it was great. Like, because we do this every day, it's like, it's great fun. But I was just like, how lucky am I like to be able to go in Sydney, go and present at FinFest, do those three presentations, be able to go on the telly, be able to have dinner at lovely places with you guys, to be able to meet so many wonderful people. Like, that was just, that whole week was easily the highlight of my career. Like, no question.
It took me a week to recover from that week. Yeah. It was a pretty big week.
I went to Europe straight after that and I was pretty tired.
Yeah. That was just so good. Like, it was just after COVID for so many years, really tough times.
Mm.
To get out and meet everyone, like, full kudos to Ren, to Bryce, the team at Equity Mates. Like, we were just so thrilled to be there. And that was definitely a professional highlight. I mean, yeah, everything that we do, you just got to pinch out yourself, because throughout a very tough year for our business and for me personally, to then end the year where we have has been incredible. Just like to have, like, I honestly believe if we keep going the way we are, we will enroll 100,000 students in our courses. If friends and family listening to this, if you share it with your friends and family, if you encourage them to get on the road to financial independence, we will get there as a community. You know, the podcasts have just accelerated again and again and again. We've touched more people, like hundreds of thousands of people, even if you just think about partners and whatever. So all of it's just one massive, amazing thing. And I'm sitting here looking like an idiot with like what is this, an elf hat?
A Santa hat.
Santa hat.
A Santa hat and then some glasses on and a... What is this? A flamingo top.
But it brings you joy.
Flamingo.
Christmas flamingos. It's very tight, actually. I think I put on a few kegs this year. That's probably for sure. So at the end of the day, like I think it's all just a highlight from a professional perspective. And there were some really trying parts in there. And it's been the result of many years of our team being incredible, being surrounded by amazing people over the last few years. It's just been like, we are blessed to do that. So, that's my highlight. Personally, I've got to say that the one thing that changed everything this year was actually, and not to be a downer, but it was actually just going and seeing a psychologist, getting a life coach as well. It's just been a game changer, like a total, just massive step change in the way I live my life. So I'm so happy about that. And that is easily like a personal highlight. And I couldn't speak more highly of that. Like I could not, for anyone that hasn't done that, at least, even if you don't think there's stuff going on upstairs, we've all got a little bit of craziness. And I just think that go and do it. Just some place to get your thoughts out and definitely speak to people. So that was definitely a highlight. And from the finance perspective, I think, we can get to that in a sec. There's been some really good things, and I'm just so thrilled that we've got so many good partners. One of the things people don't know about our business is now that it's kind of pivoted a bit, we've still got our memberships, which is RASCore, which is going to have a huge step up in the new year. But a lot of our sponsors that we have on the show, to date, we have never lost a partner or a sponsor, ever.
Woohoo.
Yeah, which is amazing because in our industry, advertisers come and go. We've never lost one. And that is just incredible when you think about what we're doing. We're bringing together all these amazing finance brands that genuinely want to help people, and we can be a conduit to that. And then we've got this amazing community on one side who want to help other people as well as themselves. So super stoked. That's my spiel. That's been a great year, and more to come. So
amazing. Yeah.
That's it. That's mine. That's my piece.
Yeah.
I like it. Are we going to do money hacks? I feel like this money is a hacks. Money and chill. We need to do the, we've done the chill part.
I feel like the 23 ways to save and invest in 2023 sucked all the money hacks out of me. Okay. I'm now deplete. So I would recommend listening to that episode. And we also have a goal setting episode coming out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. I honestly do think that like some of the stuff that we've got coming up is going to like some of the best work, particularly even on the Investors Podcast across there. I think we've got some really cool stuff that is just going to help people in new ways. And I think we've been doing this long enough now that we know that finance isn't about numbers and spreadsheets. And I think we've finally glued onto that in the right way in figuring out like what motivates people, what really matters in life as it relates to money. And so we're able to bring more of those now, those insights to people, which is super cool.
Yeah, and I think it'd be great if you're having conversation about money or anything or goals with your friends and family over the Christmas break. If any of our courses or podcasts are relevant, we'd love if you could share them with them.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, like even over Christmas, it doesn't have to be for Christmas, giving a book to someone, recommending a podcast, like that speaks so much more volume to them and what they will do with their life and their finances than, you know, another material object or something like that. So giving the gift of financial literacy is one, it's got to be one of the most powerful things you can do. So we'd love that. But in terms of money hacks, I'll give one that definitely jumped out at me. Until 2022, I never automated my investing, never, and specifically the investing, but this year started that, and that's awesome. Like that's really cool. So don't even really think about the ETFs anymore because I've set them in motion, other than when we rebalance for like members and do all that. But the automated component is just a game changer for me. So that's something that I learned in 2022.
Nice.
What about you, Mon?
Yeah, so you just said like stuff about automation. I just finished like editing the videos for that. So I've pretty much done the course. So I've learned a lot from that. So I think I'm going to start to do that in the new year.
Like automate your savings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get more into automation because, yeah, that just seems like such an easy thing to do. And it just happens in the background. So just why not?
Yeah. Put your finances on autopilot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And Kate, you've obviously said that sorting out your share registry was like a game changer for you. But I feel like you go through this cycle.
Well, it wasn't a game changer because it's still an ongoing process. There's always another thing. Every time I think I'm there,
yep,
something happens and I'm not there. So I'm kind of like 50% updated now.
Yeah.
There's always one that slips through.
Slips through the cracks. Yeah. Get your TFN onto those share registries. Get your tax file number and copy and paste it into that share registry. Change your dividend life.
Yes. Make sure you open the letters from the share registry and put it on your pin board so you actually do something about it. I've had a few letters left in their envelopes for a few months.
Do you use a pin board?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I also have a fridge that's magnetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a whiteboard on your fridge?
No, but I also have a whiteboard in the study.
Got a lot of wall space.
You've got a lot of things.
Thanks.
You are very welcome.
All donated from various family members. The only thing I had to buy for the place was a toaster.
A toaster?
Interesting.
And a fridge and a dishwashing machine. And that was it, really.
Toaster, fridge, dishwashing machine. Well, you're not going to, you don't probably have your own fridge when you live at home. So.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really good. Good job. Look at you go. I ended up buying a lot. Well, that's heaps of fun. Like, we've had a massive year. It's been a hectic run into Christmas for us. Obviously, trying to... the thing about, like, creating podcasts and creating education and the ongoing demands of that is that it doesn't sleep. In fact, Christmas time is when a lot of people get on top of that stuff. So we have to kind of prepare in advance for that. So you get to the end of December and you're just like... come at me, break. Like, just let's just do this. But you guys have just been amazing this year, and it's just been awesome. So thank you so much. One of the things that we will highlight, and I was going to highlight this tonight, I've got a live show tonight as well, and is the power of giving at Christmas. We are very fortunate. Everyone that listens to this show, you are very fortunate. The fact that you can listen to it tells us that you are fortunate, and a lot of us don't pay enough heed to how fortunate we are, and we just think, oh well, we'll donate next year or we'll donate in a few months. Even if you don't have money, you can donate to communities in different ways. You can get involved at sporting clubs, at youth centers, men's shed, whatever you want to do. But for me, like, I'll be donating to The Life You Can Save, which is where I basically donate every year, because it's a really effective way to give to charity. But I've always got this soft spot, and I'm glad you put it in the notes here, Kate, is the Smith family, because a lot of people don't know the Smith family helps disadvantaged youths. But one of the things they also do is they foster financial literacy, which is a big part of what the Smith family do. A lot of people don't know that. And I think now more than ever, the Smith family needs support. So if you are listening to this, it would literally take you less than 60 seconds to donate to either one of these charities. And you can set up even a recurring thing. I do recurring with Berry Street, which again is like children. So take a moment, try and build that into your automation. I think it's a tax deduction, sure, but it is just a great way to give back to communities. And it's only one of the ways, but if you can take a moment before Christmas, maybe just have a think. Talk to your partner, talk to your friends, like, which charity should we be giving to? What has had an impact on your life, or what has an impact on the community around me? It's wonderful. We didn't get a chance to do the Christmas giving campaign this year, but you know, we did have Peter Singer speak virtually at the event, the founder of The Life You Can Save. So please, The Life You Can Save, Smith family. Kate, is there anything else that you want to mention there?
I think it's just what you can expect from us in the new year.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Let's do
so
it.
So many things.
Okay, you go, okay.
We've got the summer series on the Finance and the Investors podcast, so there'll be plenty of content,
January.
A little bit lighter on both shows, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep you occupied over the summer.
Yeah, so if you're a new starter, if you are looking to level up, when we say level up, we don't mean that you need to graduate off the Australian Finance podcast, but if you do want to focus more on investing in the new year, go and listen to the Investors podcast. We have distinct channels for a reason. That's the yellow one from Rask. Go and check it out. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's all right.
You have to edit them, so you'd have to say that.
Yep.
But it's not bad.
It's all right.
It's all right. And we've got the business podcast too, if you are interested in starting your own business or run one. We've got the summer series, which will be a fantastic thing. There's some resources built into those episodes as well. But Kate, I think the thing that people will be most excited about is the roadshow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that we've just kind of conjured up over the last week or so.
Yes, because we didn't have enough on our plate.
Yeah, but we will be going on the road.
Woo-hoo.
So it will probably be split evenly throughout 2023, just because we do want to get to so many places, like rural Victoria, New South Wales, Adelaide, Perth, Gold Coast, Brisbane, Hobart, like so many places where we want to get to. If we've missed anything on the list, you can find it on RAS Media. But if we've listed anything off the list, let us know. A lot of fantastic community centres and theatres exist in regional towns now to try and foster that type of thing. So we want a local guide in each of the places that we're going to. So someone that is in the area Maybe you know the city or town inside out. Maybe you know where we can spread the message of financial literacy. Maybe you are a finance professional, an advisor, a broker, or something like this in any of the towns that need something like this. Let us know, because we will work with you to bring this to a town near you. And that's a big focus of ours, because Kate just definitely needs to give away some more books.
Still got a few more.
Yeah, still got a few more. And courses, Kate.
Yeah, what can we expect? New courses, various types of investing courses coming your way early 2023.
Yeah.
And maybe even some property courses in the pipeline.
Yeah, property courses. We actually, we can't really say much right now because it hasn't been announced. But some of these people and some of the brands that we're working with to bring courses are definitely like Australia's leading in their respective genre. They are the leaders in Australia.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a huge year.
Yeah. And I also plan to update the shares and the super courses with some new videos and content next year. They're all free. So that'll be great as well.
Very easy way if you read a Barefoot book. You know that super is one of the biggest free kicks you can possibly get. So if you just make a very slight tweak, you can change your life. So go and do that.
Well, I think we better wrap this show up. Ooh, let people get on with their Christmas celebrations.
Yeah. Mm. 2022, we'll still be publishing throughout the break, but this is the last one that we're doing together as a team.
Yes.
As a unit.
I've checked out for the summer. So I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we should. Monique, newest team member.
Yes.
Thank you so much for everything you've done this year. You've literally run yourself ragged. I know you have, and you keep a smile on your face. So thank you so much for everything you've done to keep this thing moving. And we really appreciate everything you've done behind the scenes for Kate and I.
All good.
And enjoy your break. And thank Kate, in your reindeer ears, thank you for everything that you've done, not just this year, but years gone by. It's a real treat to be able to work with you. So thank you for everything. I hope you enjoy your time in Europe. You deserve the break. And onwards and upwards for the new year. So thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Australian Finance Podcast, where our mission is to improve the financial futures of all Australians. If you'd like to learn more, create a free account at rask.com.au/account to download free episode workbooks, bonus resources, and take our amazing free personal finance courses.
You can also join our online community by following the link in the description. If you enjoyed the show, what we'd love is for you to leave us a snappy review on iTunes. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rask Australia. Kate and I are also on both of those channels. Finally, if you have any feedback, suggestions for episodes or guests to come on the show, or you just have a question for us, shoot us an email at podcasts@rask.com.au. I am so excited to tell you that InvestSmart and Intelligent Investor are long-term sponsors of this podcast. And here's something I want to tell you about. The Intelligent Investor Select Value Fund is a unique mix of global leaders and homegrown small caps poised for long-term growth. The portfolio manager is Nathan Bell, a talented investor you may have heard on the Rask Network multiple times. The Select Value Fund is designed for investors seeking international diversification and Aussie companies with superior financial metrics. You can invest today at intelligentinvestor.com.au/IISV-offer. That's intelligentinvestor.com.au/IISV-offer. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Before you go, I wanted to share some things with you. Specifically, I wanted to tell you about the 10 ways that Rask could help you in 2024. As many of you know, Rask has grown to become one of the biggest investing and finance platforms in Australia. Across our podcasts, our websites, our memberships, and so on, we now engage around 200,000 Aussies, which, considering we started in a humble lounge room on a Kmart desk, one of those old fake white wooden ones, I'm pretty ecstatic about where we are 6 years later. As part of becoming one of Australia's biggest platforms for wealth creation and preservation, we now have a very special position in the country in that we can bring you some of the best, most thoughtful, expert-driven ways to protect and grow your wealth. And I'm going to share some of those with you now. I've got 10 ways that we can potentially help you or match you with someone who can. The first thing that I want to tell you about is the biggest step we've ever taken at Rask, which is the launch of our Rask Invest platform. This is a platform that lets our team, led by me, invest for you, primarily through low-cost, diversified ETFs. We'll have three strategies at launch, and every investor who comes through can pick one of the three strategies, being a balanced strategy, a growth strategy, and a high-growth strategy. The balanced strategy focuses on passive income, and the high-growth strategy focuses on longer-term compounding. You will find a link in your podcast player to register your interest. We will be taking off soon. Number two, if you prefer to DIY your investing, you can join me and over 4,000 members inside Rask Core. That's our full ETF and ASX share research membership community. You can join now and you'll get updated ETF portfolio recommendations every quarter, as well as ongoing ASX and global stock research. Every single month, we call them the All-Star Stocks. You get that alongside the ETF portfolios, as well as other members-only content. It's called Rask Core. Number three, our first ever partnership with a business other than our own was a business by the name of Blusk, which has since become Flint Group. Flint Group is led by Chris Bates and Christian Stevens, two of Australia's most highly regarded mortgage brokers. Already over 200 Rask community members have begun the Rask plus Flint Group mortgage broking process. You can click the link in your podcast player if you're refinancing, investing, a first home buyer, or whatever. You've probably heard Chris on the show many times. Number four, you can connect with our most trusted financial advisors. Whether you're 25 years old, just graduated uni, and looking to set yourself up, or approaching or in retirement and you've got that nest egg you want to protect and generate a passive income from, you can get in contact with our trusted panel of financial advisors. You can find the link in your podcast player. It's there each and every week. Just click the thing that says financial planning. Number five, if you want specialist insurance advice, as Warren Buffett said, rule number one is don't lose money. And rule number two is don't forget rule number one. Insurance is vitally important, especially when it comes to your number one asset, you. Whether you're a single income household or a couple, and you just want to protect what would happen if. You want to protect your family if something goes wrong. You want to protect your spouse if you lose your job. You want to protect yourself if you hurt yourself on the weekend at footy. Insurance is a way to do that. And I think the best way to do insurance is through a financial planner. And there's a few reasons for that, but one of them is sometimes some insurers will only work with financial advisors, but they can also be your companion as you go through the sometimes daunting process of getting insurance done properly. Sometimes you might not even know, but you're not even covered, even though you think you are. So get the right advice. You'll find a link in the show notes to check that out. Number six, buying property. If you're like me and you're thinking of buying property in the next 12 months, or maybe you've already invested and you're looking to downsize, getting the right advice and being able to build wealth through property is a proven strategy. It might be one of the most contentious, but I think that we have one of Australia's best property coaches in our ranks. That is Pete Wargent. Pete is the host of the now super popular Australian Property Podcast by Rask, and he's also my analyst team's macro consultant. So if you're a member of Rask Core, you will have seen Pete's name around the traps. He's a property coach and buyer's agent, and he works with a select number of people each and every year. Just a note on this, this is not a commercial thing with Pete. Pete just has great services, so we offer them to the community. And when he fills up, he fills up. You can find out more about Pete's coaching in the show notes. Next up, tracking your portfolio for tax. I think you are, because I think you have to. So we've partnered with Nivexa to help you manage your share and ETF reporting, whether it's tax or performance. All Rask users get 20% off an annual plan with Nivexa. You can sync your portfolio with Nivexa's software and it automatically tracks your dividends, your capital gains tax, and more. Again, not a commercial partnership. We don't make anything from working with Nivexa, but they do create some great tools which the Rask community uses each and every day. Number eight, want to run your own business? Maybe you already do. If you want more profit, but less stress, less time consumed, and less energy lost, get in contact. We have a partner business called Inflection. The Inflection Accelerator Program is a complete online course that helps you and a community of members engage and follow a proven strategy for growing your business. I'm grateful to be one of the coaches inside the Accelerator Program, helping business owners right across Australia. You can find more following the link in your podcast player. It's the one that says coaching. Number 9, if you haven't already checked it out, join over 20,000 other people who tune into the Rask YouTube channel. It is completely free and you get notified when we go live and when we publish podcast episodes. There is a podcast on the Rask network each and every day, as well as bite-sized material that's less than 60 seconds, or those really punchy tutorials and webinars that are just 15 minutes that take you through a really exciting topic, whether it's how to buy a property, whether it's how to pick a dividend ETF. Some of our most popular content actually just explains things like, what the heck is franking credits and how do I calculate if I've got some? That's on our YouTube channel. Number 10, if you want to be a better investor, a saver, a better partner with money, or just understand your own relationship with money, you can do that. All of that by going to the Rask Education website and taking a free course. We've enrolled over 26,000 students at the time of this recording, and we are on a mission to get to 100,000 in the next few years. Rask Education is our mostly free education platform, covering everything from budgeting and automation to the probably, I would say, the best value investing program in the country. So whether you're a value investor, an intermediate investor, you want to know how to value Woolworths shares, or you simply just want to understand what ethical investing is, or buy your first property and what actually happens on settlement day, head to the Rask Education website and enroll in something today. It is free and it supports us, because then I can come on here next month and I can say we've got 27,000, and hopefully we reach critical mass where we can help more Australians manage their money better. Thank you for listening to this long-winded ad. If you want to get in contact with me, you know where to go. There's a link in your show notes. Basically, these 10 services, even though some of them we don't make any money from, support Rask and allow us to produce these podcasts, attract the biggest and best guests from Australia and around the world, and bring them to you to answer your questions. Thank you for being part of the Rask network, and thank you for your ongoing support. Bye for now.